Okay, have either one of you ever heard of Wink Martindale?
Yeah, he was a defensive coordinator in the NFL.
No. Wink Martindale.
Was he not a defense coordinator?
No. He was a game show host. What about Bob Barker?
Yeah, Price is Right.
Okay. You've never heard of... You don't know any of those, do you? Steve Harvey.
I knew Bob Barker wasn't Happy Gilmore.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Of course we know Steve Harvey.
Okay. This is the new Steve Harvey right here. Who wants to get rich? All right.
Obviously not you, David, with the money.
Well, I went for it all last week. Just to have a little fun. Now, where do we stand? Because I don't understand how we go back and get this. Just so, tell me what I owe you.
So here's Giddens right here. He's got 8. That's 12, 13, 45. 45 plus 64.
109.
David, 8, 10, 42, 50.
So I got 109,000 and you got 50.
Mm-mm. 50 was added, wasn't it? Or is that my total?
That's your total.
Oh.
Because you only got 8,000 last week.
Like I said, just tell me what I owe. Let's go.
Giddens, you ready?
Yeah.
8,000. Remember, this is the last week. Then whenever you get your highest tier, it's your lock-in. Right now, Giddens, your lock-in's at 64. David, your lock-in's at 32. For next week.
Yep.
And as of right now, here we go.
What's my lock-in for today?
8,000. You started at 8,000. Yeah. Which U.S. president signed the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as the Fair Housing Act? A. John F. Kennedy. B. Richard Nixon. C. Lyndon B. Johnson. D. Gerald Ford.
1968?
Yes.
I know you received an email on all these questions last night, so don't take your time.
Read the choices again.
John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Lyndon B. Johnson, and Gerald Ford. Year is 1968.
If you don't get it right, I won't answer it.
I don't know. Is it
I don't know is not an answer, Toys.
Lyndon B. Johnson?
It is.
That was luck.
Yeah, that's real luck when you get to questions last night and you can look them up. That's what he was doing down here last night at 8 o'clock. I'm not stupid.
Which NHL team won the first Stanley Cup after the league expanded from 6 to 12 teams in 1967? A. St. Louis Blues. B. Montreal Canadiens. C. Boston Bruins. D. Philadelphia Flyers.
Dave's trying to give me answers over here.
I think I do know that one.
He's the one cheating for me.
He did last week.
Man, I don't know.
You got your 50-50s and your two misses.
St. Louis, Montreal, what were the other two?
St. Louis, Montreal, Boston, and Philadelphia.
Dude, I don't know anything about the NHL. Give me Montreal.
Yes.
Final answer.
You got it. So you're 2 for 2 on guesses.
I phoned a friend on that one.
Who'd you phone a friend on?
The guy sitting across from me that nodded when
Montreal came up. Your mic's off, David. He should be eating fruit loops.
See, by helping you, you're going to give me half the money. You just don't know it.
What money?
$32,000, Giddens. This is your lock-in for today.
Yep.
Which Supreme Court case established the principle of one person, one vote for elections to the U.S. House of Representatives? A. Reynolds v. Sims. B. Baker v. Carr. C. Westbury v. Sanders. D. Shaw v. Reno.
I don't have any idea. Did you say Barry Sanders in there?
Westbury v. Sanders.
Okay.
I can't shake on any of those. Yeah, I don't know that.
Read them again for me, please.
Reynolds v. Sims, Baker v. Carr, Westbury v. Sanders, Shaw v. Reno.
I don't know. Give me the second one.
Baker v. Carr?
Yeah.
No. All the way back down.
Sanders.
It was
Sanders? It was Barry Sanders?
It was Barry Sanders, Giddens.
Told you.
Which NHL franchise was nicknamed the Broad Street Bullies during the 1970s? A. Philadelphia Flyers. B. Boston Bruins. C. New York Rangers. D. Chicago Blackhawks.
why do I have NHL questions in here? I don't have a clue.
Well, put soccer
you
in here.
Should. I mean, you got the questions last night. How long does it take you to look
give
some
me,
up?
Give me Boston Bruins' final answer.
No, and that's your last miss for today, Giddens.
Can I tell you the answer?
Yeah.
Is it New York?
No.
Who was it?
Philadelphia. Last chance here, Giddens. You got both your 50-50s left.
Yeah.
But you don't have any misses left.
Yeah.
Which planet rotates on its side with an axial tilt of about 98 degrees? A, Saturn. B, Uranus. C, Neptune. D, Mercury.
He's looking at me like he knows the answer.
I know it.
But based on your solar system history of answering questions.
Yeah, what's the planet closest to the sun? Earth.
I don't believe you.
The answer to this question is what shows up on you the best. Uranus.
So he gave you the answer, kids. Yeah,
okay. I like how you knew that solar system question.
You didn't even get what I just said.
Yeah, my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sparkles. The Grand Canyon?
He said that,
no,
not
that's
me.
That's not a planet.
He said, it's a solar system.
Now you're at 16, Giddens.
Did I actually get that right for him?
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to quit helping you.
Thank you.
2 weeks in a row.
By my lunch.
Which golfer won the 1986 Masters Tournament at age 46, becoming the oldest champion in tournament history? A, Arnold Palmer. B, Tom Watson. C, Jack Nicklaus. D, Gary Player.
That's tough, because that's like all the four people I would have guessed.
But yeah, 50-50s.
Give me my 50-50s.
Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus.
You say Jack Nicklaus, final answer.
Yes.
You know why I knew that was right when you said that? Because if Arnold Palmer would have been 46 in 1986, we would have been in trouble. I mean, he was a lot older than that then, so the answer had to be Nicklaus.
All right, so where am I at number-wise?
30. You're at 16 now, but this is your 32. Okay. So if you don't want to answer this one, you get 16 for the day. And you're heading a lot on David.
Yeah.
I'm out of the race.
Which Major League Baseball player was the first to hit a home run in an MLB All-Star game? A, Babe Ruth. B, Lou Gehrig. C, Ted Williams. D, Joe DiMaggio.
I'm calling it. I don't know.
David? Yeah.
You want me to guess?
Yeah, just guess.
I think it's Ted Williams.
Nope.
Was it Lou Gehrig?
It was the Babe.
Babe? All right, so he's done.
He's got 16 for the day.
I got 16, so that puts me at, what, 125,000?
And he's locked in at 64 for next week.
So I need 75,000 here, right? Yeah,
there's not a
75. I'll never get another question right again.
You got to get to 125 today, David, to catch up.
So I need 75,000?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see if I can do that. All right, Giddens is already up to about $1 million.
He wishes he was.
Yeah. Of course, I helped him get 3/4 of the way there.
He's always talking about how we're conspiring.
Yeah.
And then he's just sitting there just giving me the answers.
He doesn't know he's buying all of our lunches. All right. Let's go, Bauman. I'm going to go on and miss the first four right off the bat so that we can get this over with.
Which U.S. president signed the Medicare Act into law in 1965? A, John F. Kennedy. B, Lyndon B. Johnson. C, Richard Nixon. D, Gerald Ford.
That would be A, John F. Kennedy.
No, sir.
It's not right.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon was already taken over. So
He's already got one missed down.
I'm one for one. Let's go. Let's three more.
Which Revolutionary War battle is remembered for George Washington's surprise crossing of the Delaware River? A, Battle of Saratoga. B, Battle of Trenton. C, Battle of Monmouth. D, Battle of Princeton.
I probably should take a 50-50 here, but I'm just going to go with my gut. If I miss this, I'm done, right?
No, you got one more.
I thought I had two misses and two half and halves.
Yeah, but
you've only got to use one miss so far. Use a second miss, and then you get a third before you'd be done.
So
you get two freebies.
Give me a 50.
Battle of Saratoga and Battle of Trenton.
Saratoga.
No.
No?
Trenton.
See, I'm done.
Which planet has the hottest average surface temperature in the solar system? A, Mercury. B, Venus. C, Mars. D, Earth. Still got a 50-50 left. We need it.
Do another 50 because I think I know it.
Venus and Mars.
I didn't know it. I honestly thought it was Mercury. Venus and Mars. Give me Mars.
No. David went 0 for 3 today and finished with 0 points.
Come on, the greenhouse gases.
Do what?
The greenhouse gases of Venus. They have a greenhouse effect in its atmosphere.
Do you honestly believe I know anything about a greenhouse on Venus?
I thought when he gave you Venus and Mars, it was like
that's what I was hoping. No-brainer. I was trying to like throw him a lob here.
Listen, I didn't study astrology like you guys did in high school, but I actually gave you Uranus.
You gave me that. One.
David, I got a question here. If I would have given you Venus and Earth, would you have said Earth?
Probably.
Well, God,
I don't even remember what the question was.
The hottest average surface temperature.
Go down a few more and let me see if I could answer some. You gave him some sports questions.
Yeah, which player won the first NBA Finals MVP award when the honor was introduced in 1969?
1969? Can I guess without you even giving me the...
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bill Russell.
No.
No, it was one of them.
Jerry West.
Yep. He's the one that's on the logo.
Which
NHL? I think that was one of the reasons why they put him on the logo. Now that I think about it, I've heard that him winning that helped solidify that. All right, go ahead.
Which NFL team became the first wild card team to win the Super Bowl?
That was the Raiders.
Yeah.
Jim Plunkett was their quarterback.
Which Major League Baseball player became the first to win back-to-back American League MVP awards?
Can you give me the year?
I cannot. Hal Newhouser, Jimmy Fox, Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle.
I think that's going to be Yogi Berra.
No.
No?
Jimmy Fox.
Give me another one or two, see if I can...
Which golfer became the first to win 5 PGA championship titles? Jack Nicklaus, Walter Hagen, Tiger Woods, Gene Sarazen.
That's a trick question there, I believe.
Who is it?
I think that might be Hagen.
It is.
I don't think Tiger won 5 PGAs. I think he won, 5 or 6 Masters. But I don't think he won 5 PGA.
Which planet has the highest wind speeds in the solar system? Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Giddens.
Neptune.
Giddens.
It is.
Neptune?
Yeah.
I thought that was right.
He gets that one right, but doesn't get the hottest surface temperature.
He knows about the gas giants. About the ones that are far away. Well,
how much do y'all know about the
solids?
How much do y'all think I really know and just miss those first 3 questions on purpose?
That should be
get out of here.
You know, that should be Gin's wrestling name. The gas giant.
The gas giant.
Instead of Andre the Giant?
The gas giant.
The gas giant. Yeah, there you go.
And his leotard could have the big red spot from Jupiter on it.
And by the way.
You know where that big red spot's located, right?
Yeah, all over you. Uranus.